What do you do when a city built on the water and for the water threatens to become consumed by water? Mayor Bloomberg gave his answer today. In a major address, he outlined $20 billion worth of seawalls, levees, salt marshes, and more to hold back floods and rising sea levels. He said one thing New York should not do is abandon the 400,000 people who currently live in flood-prone areas.
It's up to us to make these communities stronger and safer. And that goes for all communities that could be impacted by a storm, not just those hit hard by Sandy.
The plan is a result of a six-month study undertaken by administration officials and comes just as Mayor Bloomberg is rounding out his third and final term. WNYC's Matthew Sherman attended the address at the Brooklyn Navy Yard and joins us now. Matthew, the plan seems to be a collection of little plans, a seawall here, a levee there. Can you start by describing how these different pieces would interact?
Basically, the mayor is proposing to use what little land there is between our buildings and the water and putting up some sort of barrier there. So you might imagine along that running path along the East River, for example, along the Hudson River Park in areas like East Harlem and the Lower East Side. It means putting up a concrete wall, maybe as high as 15 or 20 feet above sea level. Now, parts of this barrier may be permanent, disguised, let's say, as a planter with trees on top. And then there'd be gaps where you could walk out between these planters during normal weather. But then when the big storm is coming, city workers would come and screw in temporary walls that would go between these sections, like connecting a dotted line. Other parts of the coast where there's a beach, like the Rockaways, there would be dunes. Staten Island South Shore would get both dunes and a levee, which is essentially a seawall, but it's got slanted sides.
Other people, including Governor Cuomo and City Council Speaker Christine Quinn, who's a Democratic mayoral candidate, have talked about possibly erecting a giant storm surge barrier across the Verrazano Narrows or elsewhere in New York Harbor. Did Mayor Bloomberg talk about that?
Yes. In many ways, this speech was saying, we're not going to do that. He said it would cost too much, take too long, run into too many environmental roadblocks. So that's why we have to focus on smaller, doable, more manageable projects. And even these smaller projects are still going to take years, maybe right. decades, and still cost a lot of money, right? Now, Bloomberg is advocating for smaller surge barriers, these smaller hurricane barriers, let's say at the mouth of Newtown Creek between Brooklyn and Queens, the Gowanus Canal. They would be open during good weather, but swing shut, sort of like canal locks in the Panama Canal would actually swing shut during fierce weather.
What was the reaction to this speech?
Well, I was surprised. I talked to Joan Byron of the Pratt Center for Community Development, who took part in a lot of the community engagement that went on. The administration says they reached out to 320 organizations and held 11 public workshops. And Byron, at least, who is very much an advocate for low-income people, said it meant a lot to her that the mayor is paying attention to out-of-the-way neighborhoods and trying to get them some protection.
It was really good to see a rather fine-grained treatment of the whole issue of coastal protection, which is important to people of all incomes to be able to remain in their neighborhoods.
I guess another approach to you know, solving our dilemma here is to buy people out and retreat from those areas. But that's going to cost a whole lot of money also. And I think Byron was hinting that there is a danger that the mayor would neither buy people out nor build walls and leave people out in Far Rockaway and what have you totally in the lurch. I did hear some criticism that while indeed you cannot move 400,000 people to higher ground, that you should not be moving more people to low-lying areas, or you should not be creating new low-lying areas like the seaport city that he envisions for Lower Manhattan. He's calling for studying a new Battery Park city on our east side of the island.
Why would that be part of a storm surge protection effort?
A good question. I think part of it is you would build it up high enough. So it would be almost like a massive levee or a massive seawall cleverly disguised as a whole new city neighborhood. It would be high enough that it would be above the flood level in the same way that Battery Park City is above flood level. But, of course, that's potentially displacing a lot of water from the East Village. It's potentially putting more people in danger zones. And
more people to evacuate were another Hurricane Sandy to come through.
Exactly.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman. More, of course, on our website, WNYC.org. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thank you.
During his speech today, Mayor Bloomberg was explicit that most of his vision for post-Sandy infrastructure will not be up to him. WNYC's Anna Sale reports.
The mayor laid out a $20 billion strategy in a speech that was classic Bloomberg. There was a data-driven PowerPoint, a call to take the lead on climate change where Washington has failed, and plans for a shiny new Manhattan neighborhood built on a levee in the East River.
It's an ambitious idea, yes, but so was Battery Park City. And we believe it's an idea that deserves careful attention and further study, which will start immediately, and it will be up to our successor to continue that work.
That's where this speech was a little different. The mayor clearly acknowledged that most of this work will be done after he's gone. Some designs and lobbying for the necessary state and federal funds can be done in the next 6 months, he said, but his plan will take long-term investments.
And it's up to you to hold the next administration accountable for getting it done.
It's not clear how much of the mayor's 430-page plan his successor will embrace, though mayoral candidates have routinely endorsed many of its ideas, including more dune construction along beaches, surge barriers in the water, and more aid for homeowners to cover flood insurance. The price tag for Bloomberg's plan is similar to what Council Speaker Christine Quinn called for in a speech immediately after Sandy. Her $20 billion plan included a possible seawall across New York Harbor and underground utility lines in vulnerable neighborhoods, an expense that Bloomberg questioned at the time. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.